540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life. The bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com.
The Chris Hahn Show.
Good evening, America, and welcome. This is The Chris Hahn Show. I'm your host, Chris Hahn. The truth is on the air. And truthfully tonight, America, I don't buy the panic on the left about the midterms just yet. Now, look, I think the panic is good. As I've always said, there's only two ways to run: unopposed or scared. And if you're not unopposed, you better be scared, because anything can happen. Lightning strikes in politics time and time and time again. But there has been some recent polls that have showed these races tightening all over the country. And there's been some numbers that suggest that the Republicans are going to maybe have that wave year that they've been hoping for. I'm not buying it. I've also seen numbers that show Joe Biden's numbers continue to improve. I see gas prices continuing to decline. I get it. Things cost more now than they did when nobody was leaving their homes and buying anything. So, yes, I get it. That's a problem. I think the Fed's overreacting to inflation by raising interest rates. And I'll say it again. They are overreacting the way they've been raising interest rates. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't have raised interest rates a little bit. But I don't think we need to do it again. You know, I mean, the whole point of that is to slow down the economy because too many people have money, which is causing inflation. So we got to make some people poor so that everybody else can buy Wheaties for $4 instead of $4.45. Is that what we're trying to say here? Yeah, let's make everybody poor so that they're not driving their cars, so that gasoline is no longer $3.50 a gallon. It's $3.25 a gallon. So anyway, I'm digressing here. Back to the polls. I'm not buying it because the evidence I see around the country belies what I'm reading in these polls. And first of all, I don't know how in one poll independent voters could be plus 14 for Democrats in the midterms, and then a month later that same group is plus 18 independent women. I don't buy that there are 18. I don't think Republicans are plus 18 in any category of women other than Republican women over the age of 40. I don't believe they're plus 18 among Republican women under the age of 40. And I'm looking around the country at places like Georgia, where the early vote turnout in just 3 days of early voting is on pace to be triple what it was in any other midterm. It is basically approaching, or it's above at this point, general election numbers in early voting. Now, we all know who votes early. It ain't MAGA Republicans that are voting early. Because their god, Donald Trump of Mar-a-Lago, Florida, stealer of top secret documents, grabber by the you-know-what, has decreed that early voting is un-American, that it's fake votes, that they shouldn't be counted. So we know, even in a state like Georgia, whose election system is completely controlled by Republicans who have created this process of early voting, which, you know, they've tried to tamp down on people voting in Georgia. They do a lot of that, but I live in New York, and I think their system's better than ours, which is sad. In Georgia, people are voting early at record numbers, and those people are not Republicans. And if you look at who has registered to vote since the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, a woman's right to choose, women have been registering at a 2-to-1 clip over men. Sorry, 2-to-1 since June. Why do you think that is? You think they're coming out? You think they're registering to vote? To not vote in 2022? Or do you think they're registering to vote to support the Dobbs decision? To support the party that put the judges on the court that overturned what they can do with their body? The party that has decided that they know better than a woman's doctor. A party that wants government so small that it would fit inside a woman's vagina. That's, you think they're coming out for that? You think they're registering to vote for that? Now, let me ask you this question. Do you think that the pollsters, who tend to be reacting to the last election, pollsters don't react in real time to what is happening in the moment? Pollsters model their polls after the last election. And in this case, they would be modeling it after the last midterm election. Now, granted, that last midterm election was a blue wave. But they would also be calculating what happened last year, which was a red wave. And the year before, which was pretty much a split decision, right? So the model that they're accounting for right now brings in last year's vote, the year before, and the year before that. They're not modeling, oh, you know, I think women are going to be turning out in bigger numbers. And younger women particularly, which is what we saw in Kentucky when they overwhelmingly blocked an anti-choice amendment to their constitution. It's what we saw in New York in the special election in upstate New York, where the Democrat was down in the polls, in every poll, including the Election Day poll, and then won. How about Alaska, which sent their first Democratic House member in a very long time? I mean, they only have one House member, and it was held by one guy for like 50 years, but it's been a long time since a Democrat represented Alaska in the House of Representatives. That's not factored into these polls. Just like the increased turnout among white working class men was not measured in 2016. Appropriately. It was not counted appropriately. They came out in numbers far greater than they ever did for Donald Trump in 2016. And that's why the polls were wrong, because they were modeling it over what white working class men do. If like 40% of them usually show up, that's what you put in your model. Let's get a model that shows 40% of white working class men are going to show up at the polls, and they're more likely to vote for Donald Trump than not. And we add that to the mix, and That's how you get your number. Well, 60% of eligible white working class men come to the vote, your poll is worthless. Well, if you think the turnout's going to be about 54% women, which it normally is, 54, 50, you know, maybe 52, and now it's 57% women, your poll is wrong. Particularly, the real error comes in when you're looking at women under the age of 40. Single women under the age of 40, which is a very underrepresentative group of people in most polls. I know, this is boring as hell, right? I'm going to have Mike Dowiesiak in here, I think, next week to talk about polling. I think they're missing it. I've looked at them. I've looked at many. I read polls all day long. It's like one of my favorite things to do. It's the geekiest thing about me. And I think they're missing it. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be a blue wave. I'm not saying that at all. But I think that the Democrats are going to hold the Senate, and the only reason we're going to lose the House is because of gerrymandering, and it's not going to be a huge majority for Kevin McCarthy. And I think Kevin McCarthy knows it, which is why he's being so much of a MAGA Republican right now, including, and I'll talk about this in the next segment, deciding that he's not necessarily going to support funding for the war in Ukraine. It's disgusting to me. But he knows if he gets the majority, it's going to be by 10 votes, the most. And that doesn't give him a lot of room for error. He can't have Marjorie Taylor Greene and the MAGA caucus not supporting him. We'll have Speaker Jim Jordan, God help us all. All right, stick around. A lot to talk about tonight. Joe Walsh joining me later. You listen to The Chris Hahn Show. I'll be right back.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds. Your memories in a podcast.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, Paint by Note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Veterans,
Whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance of scattered snow showers overnight. Otherwise, overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 19. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 26. Lows level off around 15. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow overnight with another inch Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
This ain't no ditto head. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right. Yes, I am back. Hey, don't forget, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio Podcasts, Pandora, you name it. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on your Instagram devices. Joe Walsh, the former congressman, former Tea Party darling, now former Republican, will be joining me. Joe Walsh and I used to argue about issues. We used to go on TV together and fight about policy. And now we basically agree that we got to save America. It's like the number one thing, right? So I'm looking forward to talking to my friend Joe Walsh, a good guy. I was supposed to have him on 3 weeks ago and something came up, and for me, I had to cancel the show, but Joe's here tonight, thank God. So I'm looking forward to that. So let me just round out this conversation about Kevin McCarthy and the GOP House really becoming so MAGA that they are going to be supportive of Putin. Kevin McCarthy said earlier this week, there will not be a blank check in supporting Ukraine if he becomes Speaker of the House. Something, by the way, that was rebuked by Mitch McConnell over in the Senate and a lot of Senate Republicans who say, hey, hold on a minute. And, you know, I'm going to talk to Joe Walsh about this. I mean, one of the things that America is supposed to be, in addition to being a beacon of freedom around the world, is we're supposed to be the arsenal of democracy. And right now in Ukraine, democracy is being savaged by a dictator whose real goal is to destroy NATO and to destroy Europe and to be a conqueror. We as Americans, we can't sit back and just let that happen. Now, again, I know nobody in this country wants to go to war. I don't want to go to war. But we need to support our ally, the Ukraine. And frankly, let me tie this to another topic. You know, we're all twisting ourselves in a knot over the fact that the Iranians are trying to acquire a nuclear weapon. And by the way, the Iranians are also assisting the Russians in Ukraine right now. Russia's run out of smart bombs, it appears. So they're using Iranian drones to help them.
Well, you know, what deal are we going to make with Iran where we say, you know, we'll make sure you don't get invaded? We made that deal in Ukraine. Ukraine gave up nuclear weapons in the 90s after the Soviet Union fell. There were many nuclear bombs in Ukraine, and they had the technology and the knowledge to create more. And we said, no, don't do that. We don't want nuclear proliferation in this world. We will assure your territorial integrity. And it was the United States, and it was NATO, and it was Russia involved in those talks. Russia has violated that treaty. So we're going to tell the Iranians or anybody else in the world, oh, no, no, no. Don't you worry about it. You'll be fine. We'll make sure nobody invades you. Just give up your bombs. Just give up your bombs. It's fine. All is well. We'll make sure you're not invaded. Oh, and they're looking over there and they're seeing Ukraine being destroyed by Russia. I'm sorry. I think we need to be doing more in Ukraine. Again, I don't want to go to war. But I think we should give them whatever they need to win this war. Helicopters, jets, long range, short range, whatever it takes. And, you know, if Russia's been out there saber rattling, saying that they would use nukes in this situation. If they use nukes in this situation, the United States of America and its allies, one should stop trading with any country on this planet that is providing any aid or comfort to Russia. Two, it needs to take out their navy. I'm sorry. That would be a line that cannot be crossed. And I know that risks more action. But I think that there needs to be a strong response if that ever happens. And it's not just sanctions on Russia. I mean, it is call China up and say, do you want to sell flat screen TVs and iPhones in the United States? Or do you want to buy oil and gas from Russia? Your call. Call Hungary up. Say, hey, buddy, we've got some troops on your border, too. Your call. It's time to choose. Call India up. Call Modi. India used to be one of our biggest allies. Now they've got a tyrant, Trump Jr., maybe Trump Sr., the bigger country. So Kevin McCarthy saying that there won't be a blank check, who does that serve? It doesn't serve America's interests. It doesn't serve democracy's interests. No, he's placating MAGA Republicans, whose leader, Donald Trump, is in the pocket, for whatever reason, I don't know, of Vladimir Putin. Now, is it the tape? I don't think it's the P tape. I think it's something else. I think it's something much worse than the P tape, frankly. Or even less. I mean, it might just be a cash deal that he gave him long ago. But for some reason, Donald Trump to this day still has not criticized Vladimir Putin. And now Kevin McCarthy is giving aid and comfort to Vladimir Putin. All right, stick around. More to come. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show, and I'll be right back.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Komen and the Ad Council.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've met Ted Cruz more than once. Once
oh,
in
yes.
Dean,
he has very
Wisconsin,
slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate. He literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, what, Bobby?
He was invading lots of bubbles.
Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together. We did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Driving conservatives crazy since the day he was born. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right. right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, you got to download and subscribe to the Aggressive Progressives podcast. It's my podcast, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts. Pandora, iHeartRadio, Apple, you name it, it's there. It's always there. I've got a great guest coming up in a little while. His name is Joe Walsh. He's a former congressman, not the great guitar god from the 1970s from the Eagles. No, no. Not Rocky Mountain Way is better than The Way We Can. Although I think that song should be this Joe Walsh's theme song because, you know, Rocky Mountain Way was the original Joe Walsh wrote that song after leaving the Eagles. And he was just hanging out in the Rocky Mountains. He says he was mowing his lawn, which I find hard to believe. I don't believe that the great guitar god Joe Walsh was hanging out in Denver, Colorado, looking at the Rockies and mowing anything. He might have been sitting on his lawn, but he says he was mowing his lawn. And he was just thinking about how much peaceful it was in Colorado than it was in California when he was living with the Eagles. And now he's on his own, relaxing and enjoying life. And Joe Walsh, similarly, Joe Walsh, the congressman, who will be my guest, who is a frequent guest on the Chris Hahn Show, similarly left the Republican Party, and I wonder if he feels better now or worse. I don't know. But he clearly had an epiphany. He started telling the truth about Donald Trump. And, you know, people like me, like I've always enjoyed sparring with Joe Walsh, even before he left the Republican Party. I used to go on his radio show. And I would talk to him on TV. And we would argue. And it'd be fun. I never thought Joe Walsh was a bad guy. Some people did. I didn't. I thought he was a little over the top, which is why I thought he made a better radio host than congressman. But I never thought he was a bad person. And I wonder if he feels better now that he's like outside of that Republican orbit. And anyway, I'm digressing. It's not even what I want to talk about right here. I also forgot to plug my Twitter handle. It's at Christopher Hahn on Twitter. I'm also Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. I'm doing more with that lately. You probably noticed. So it's not just pictures of my dogs and my ties. It's, you know, other stuff. So check it out at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. ChristopherHahn.com is my webpage. So let's talk a little bit about Herschel Walker and I feel I got to be delicate when I talk about Herschel Walker because there are so many issues at play here. And race is a big part of it, right? Who is Herschel Walker to Republicans? Why? I mean, look, last Friday night there was a debate in Georgia. And the expectations for Herschel Walker were very low. Very, very low because we've seen him on the campaign trail. The man could barely speak in complete sex. He's barely literate. Let's be honest. And after the debate, a lot of political pundits said, oh, well, he cleared the bar. Well, the bar is like, you know, when the bar is lying on the floor and you could basically roll over it, that's an easy bar to clear. I will, for one, will say he did not clear that bar. I don't think he cleared any bar. I actually think that he embarrassed himself on that stage. The man was being confronted by his opponent on the fact that he, on occasion, has identified himself as a police officer or an FBI agent. And in response to that, he pulled out an honorary badge that he carries in his pocket, an honorary badge that was given to him by some sheriff in Georgia. Look, he's a household name in Georgia, right? Heisman Trophy winner at Georgia Tech, right? National Football League, superstar. We know. So when you have a career like that, and you show up to a police benevolent association dinner, they give you an honorary badge and say you're an honorary member of the force. Doesn't mean you go driving around and checking people's license. But the man pulled out a badge
on stage. The man didn't have one coherent policy thought. Raphael Warnock, the current senator, is a very accomplished human being. He is the pastor of the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Georgia, the same Ebenezer Baptist Church that gave us Martin Luther King Jr. He's the pastor of that church. He's done many things, helped thousands of people across that state, even before he became a United States Senator. And in the United States Senate, he fought for Georgia on multiple occasions. He's only been there a year and a half. The only punch that Herschel Walker landed in that debate, in my opinion, was he continued to try to tie his opponent to Joe Biden. And again, as I said in the first segment of the show, I don't know if you were listening, I don't think Joe Biden is as unpopular as Republicans think he is. I also don't think Joe Biden is as unpopular as Democrats think he is. I think Joe Biden is probably right around 50% right now in this country. I think there's some people in this country who think he's too old and maybe they're not happy about that and whatever. Maybe that shows up in the polling. Maybe that's why his numbers are down. But I don't think they think that he's doing a bad job as president. I think people think when you ask him a poll question, do you approve or disapprove of this man? You're asking them if you want him to run again. And that's a very different question. I think there are a lot of people who approve of Joe Biden that don't want him to run again. So again, I don't want to do this whole show about polling. I'm going to do a show about polling in like a week. I'm going to have Mike Dowieziak in here, live, in the studio. And we're going to talk about polling. But there was a commentator, I can't remember the guy's name, Leslie Jones tweeted him out. And maybe I could find it while I'm talking to you right now, because I retweeted it. And I don't think I've retweeted many things since then. But this commentator was talking about how Herschel Walker is exactly what racist Republicans would suggest a black man should be. And I don't want to go down that road. I don't think I'm the one to have that conversation with you. But look for this on Twitter. Leslie Jones tweeted it out. I don't know the guy's name. It's not in the tweet. But I watched the entire video and I watched his analysis of it and I saw the pain in his voice and I recognized what he was saying was some real hard truth. Hard truth that I can't say. But the only reason anyone in Georgia, anyone, I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, there might be like some people who aren't into politics that'll vote for Herschel Walker because he was a football hero. But beyond that, and that's a very small percentage of people that would do that. The only reason anyone in Georgia is voting for this man is for purely partisan reasons. And the current Republican governor, Kemp, seems to be leading comfortably in his race for re-election against Stacey Abrams, which I don't understand either. But Kemp, it's harder to paint Kemp as a extremist Trump Republican because he stood up to Donald Trump after the 2020 election. And that allows people who are center-right, who don't like Trump, and remember, more people in Georgia don't like Trump than like Trump. That's why Trump lost Georgia. So it allows the people who didn't vote for Trump in the last election to vote for Kemp because he stood up to him. I don't think he's a particularly good governor, but it's hard to call him a crazy MAGA Republican, somebody who would storm the Capitol when people were storming the Capitol based on a decision that he made to certify the election results. Which, by the way, was a ministerial act that he did not really have a choice but to do, but he did the right thing in that regard. I find it hard to believe, though, that this man is up 10 and Herschel Walker is down 5. I don't think there's 15% of people, or I guess that would be, yeah, maybe about a 15% swing. At least a 10% swing. I don't think there's that many people who switch their votes anymore. I don't think there are people who vote for different parties in the same election. Only there's ticket splitters. I don't think that works anymore. So either Kemp is down more than he says, or Walker is up more than the polls say. And that should trouble everybody. Because people are only going to vote for Walker. Nobody thinks Walker could be a senator. They think he's going to be a reliable Republican vote. It's the only thing they think he's going to do. That he'll be a reliable Republican vote no matter what. America, senators are supposed to be very independent of politics. That's what the founders wanted. They wanted senators to be the cooling saucer of the republic. They wanted them to rise above it, which is why they gave them a 6-year term. They wanted them to think about what's in the best interest of the country. They didn't want them to be reliable partisan votes. People have a problem sometimes with certain senators because they're not necessarily towing their party's line. That's what the founders wanted. The Senate has turned into the House with 6-year terms. And Herschel Walker, that would be the end of the Senate in my mind. All right, stick around. You're listening to the Chris Hahn Show. I'll be right back.
I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Hey!
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lowest dip down to about 19. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 26. Lows dip down to about 15. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow overnight with another inch Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, download the Aggressive Progressive podcast. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, you name it, it's there. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter. Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. And of course, ChristopherHahn.com is my website. Check that out. Joe Walsh joining me right after the next break. So stick around for that. Former Congressman Joe Walsh, he'll be with me. The commentator I was talking about prior to the break, his name was Thomas Bishop. And it was retweeted by Leslie Jones, the great comedian, former Saturday Night Live member, cast member, who I follow on Twitter. She doesn't follow me back, by the way. So, Leslie, if you're listening, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, and I'd like you to follow me back because I'm a huge fan of yours, and your politics and my politics are very similar. Very, very similar. So, I want to digress, talk a little non-politics. I'm older than I appear. But I'm not old. Old. But I did feel old the other day. So I dropped my dog. You guys all know I have dogs. And I dropped my dog off to get groomed. Great groomer, the Bougie Beast. Fantastic. Lover. Fantastic. First time I used her. Fantastic. Young. And when I bring my dog for a ride, I always play, not always, but most of the time I play this song by the Smashing Pumpkins called Zero, because there's a line in it that goes, wanna go for a ride. Now, it's a great song. It's a great rockin' 90s, grungy, you know, Smashing Pumpkins song. And I was telling them the story about, all I gotta do is start humming this song and she wants to hop in the car, and I go, yeah, you know, when I was a kid, there was a band called the Smashing Pumpkins. I was like thinking to myself, well, in my day, missy. I don't know if you've had one of those moments where you were talking to somebody who's an adult. Like, this was not a kid. Like, they were like in their late 20s. Maybe even early 30s. And you're having a conversation with somebody, not a kid, but not your age, definitely not of your generation, right? I'm a Gen Xer. You all know that. Talk about it on this show all the time. They were millennials or maybe a Gen Zer, an older Gen Zer. I don't know. And I'm trying to have a conversation about music. They, of course, knew who the Smashing Pumpkins were. I mean, everybody knows. Look, Billy Corgan, he's still out there making music. They're still touring. Their music is played all over the place. But it's that kind of thing. I felt like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. They don't know who the I must have looked like such an old man. Telling them that story about the Smashing. When I was a kid, there was a band called the Smashing Pumpkins. And we used to listen to a thing called grunge back in my day. All the kids would put on flannel shirts and beat each other up at bars. That's what we did when I was a kid. Back in my day, there was a band called Nirvana. And the lead singer killed himself on drugs. I mean, it was... Just, or maybe not. Maybe he was killed by Courtney Love. I don't believe that, by the way. I think they were both drug addicts and they both killed. She probably would have died too. But I don't know about you. If you've ever had a moment like that. But it freaked me out. Because when I was younger and I would like listen to bands like Nirvana and Pearl Jam and Soundgarden and the Pumpkins, I used to say, God, this is some good music. Like my kids are going to like this music. This music will be rocking forever. And sure enough, my kids do like it. Like my daughter, you know, she loves it. And, you know, look, I liked my father's music. I liked the Beatles. I liked 60s rock when I was a kid. I still like it. But it is odd that I had a moment where I was like, well, you know, there was a band back in the day called the Smashing Pumpkins. I mean, you know, the Smashing Pumpkins were not one of the top. I mean, they were one of the top bands, but they are not like one of the, when you think of the 90s, the first band you think of is Nirvana, right? If you're into that grunge scene like I was, you don't think of the Pumpkins. And I was like, oh, back in my day. Well, you know, I guess it's what happens when you get old. So beats the alternative. All right, stick around. I got a very good show coming up. I got Joe Walsh joining me, and we're not going to talk about Smashing Pumpkins. We're not going to talk about Nirvana. We're not going to talk about getting old. Well, maybe we'll talk about getting old a little bit. But we are going to talk about the 2022 midterms. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show. Be right back.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.